Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey.
Hey.
Who dis?
What's up?
This is AJ.
AJ!
This ain't my brother, is it?
No. I hope AJ's not calling the station for something.
That'd be awkward.
What can we help you with, AJ?
I was wondering if you could help me out with a dating problem that I'm having.
Definitely wouldn't be your brother.
Yeah, I sure hope not. What's up? Tell us about it.
Well, I went on a date with this girl. I met her at Station 1.
Oh, in Springfield.
Yeah.
That's a kind of new place, isn't it?
It's been there for a while.
Has it been? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was out with some friends, and we were just hanging out, having a good time at the bar, and this really cute girl was there, out with her friends, having a good time, and we just started talking, and we had a really nice time, and it seemed like things were going good, so we exchanged numbers, and then I thought, I'm gonna ask her out, and my thought was, what if I invite her back to Station 1, and that's because that's where we met? And
it'll that's be like romantic.
Story about how our first date.
Aww.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. You know, just trying to set up the, you know, everyone loves a good story, right? So we went, met up, had a great date. I thought everything went really nice. And then I haven't heard from her since.
I don't get it.
No, nor do I.
Who is she?
Her name's Shannon.
Shall we give Shannon a call in about 10 minutes?
Let's do it, Nancy.
Can you hang out that long?
Yeah. I've got nothing going on.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, AJ, so you guys met at Station 1 and then had your first date there as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been, but it is pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I've been there several times.
Yeah, so the hope is that, you guys can get in touch with her and then maybe love connection.
It's supposed to work out that way. So, okay, we're going to call her.
Fingers are crossed.
Yes, we're going to call Shannon, so you got to hush a little bit, all right? You shutty.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yep.
Third floor, this is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hi, Shannon. I'm third floor. What's that mean?
She's obviously at work, dingy.
Oh, hi, Shannon. It's Nancy and Woody.
Hi.
You're going to scare her to death.
I was confused. I've never had anybody answer the phone like that before. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Do you have a few seconds to chat with us?
I think so, sure.
Okay. Go for it, Woody.
Okay, so if you're unaware with what we do here every morning on our show, it's called Second Date Update, where two people go out on a first date, something goes tragically wrong, and one of them calls us to see if they can't get set back up with a second date.
Hmm. Okay.
Any bells ringing?
I have a couple people in mind. Could you tell me who it is?
Good for you,
Station
Shannon.
Station 1 boy? AJ? Station 1?
Oh, AJ. Yeah, I remember him. He was a great guy.
Okay, we all agree he was a good guy. So what happened? I mean, I thought it was date cute that you guys met there and then you went back there for your first date. So what's up?
Yeah, I mean, when I first met him, we did have a really fun time. But yeah, I mean, the second date was pretty darn awkward, so.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, we're sitting at the bar and then this older lady comes over and asks if anyone is sitting next to him. He says, no, go ahead. And throughout the day, he just kept leaning over and talking to this woman rather than me. I'm like, are you dating this lady or like what? I didn't understand what was happening.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me this again. Was it like a girl your age or something or what?
No, I mean, like she could have been like my mom or something. Like it was definitely like that generation.
Okay, so explain what, I mean, was he, maybe he was just being nice.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he was like leaning toward her, whispering, like having like pretty serious conversations. I just thought it was so weird. I was like, what the hell is going on? He'd be, you know, whispering with her and then he would turn around to me and ask me a really random question.
Listen, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. but as I've been listening, hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I've been listening, I really feel like I need to admit something before it starts sounding like really weird.
So you have been dating this lady?
No, that would be, that actually might be less weird now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
And I'm saying this out
loud. Where are we going with this?
Yeah. Who is she?
It was my mom.
What?
It was my mom. It was my mom. Yeah.
Why didn't you introduce me?
I don't know. Well, that seems like first date. That seems like that's you're rushing things a little bit there. I didn't want to freak you out, but I
guess the better question is, why is your mom on the first date with you?
Why? I mean, did your mom just happen to be there, or was this on purpose?
Oh, God. This is getting so awkward. Okay. That she didn't just happen to be there. My last few dates hadn't gone well, and she was like, hey, I could offer you coaching advice. I could show up at the bar.
Mama knows best.
You won't know who I am, and I'll listen to your conversation, and I can give you things to keep the conversation going.
So she
was trying to help me out with my date because I really like Shannon, and it seemed like such a good idea.
It's like that Steve Martin movie Roxanne from back in the 80s.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie.
But Shannon doesn't look like Daryl Hannah. Shannon has dark hair, but that's, you know.
Oh, well.
That's neither here nor there.
But your mom was giving you lines in order to try to woo her, right?
Yes.
And it clearly did not work.
No, but maybe you can forgive me, Shannon.
Look, I mean, I can't do this. I'm not that desperate for a date, okay? This is pretty out there.
Well, I won't invite my mom on the next one. How about that? It'll just be us, and no mom will be whispering at me.
Okay, but this is where we can help with the scenario.
Yeah, you guys said you got along the first time you met, so maybe we could send you back out. Maybe the company limo, hook you up with a gift card for dinner or something, right, Nancy?
Or a movie or a concert. Mama cannot come. Okay.
Ah, see?
I mean, you know, I've moved on and I've dated other people, so no thank you.
Okay.
I really can't date a mama's boy. It's not going to happen.
He needs more confidence.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just, you know, try it without your mom.
There's nothing wrong with being a mama's boy, AJ. You just kind of got to leave her home when you go on a date.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'll try and remember that for next time.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.